So hey man.
Oh! Wow, now you went on vacation.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You look all flea bitten.
Well, my legs, yeah. Stupid sand fleas. Stupid Puerto Rico tropic weather.
How was Burger King in Puerto Rico?
They had, that's a,
we were making fun of you. Watched that video last week. We were making fun of you.
What's funny is we went to go watch a movie.
Yeah, I know.
On Sunday.
Spies Like Us or
on
whatever.
Sunday, like everything closes, dude. Like the,
it's,
the,
like, it's like Germany.
Yeah, the whole island just comes to a grinding halt. So we went and there's nothing to do, so we went and watched a movie. Their commercials before the movie are so much cooler than ours. They actually have like, one of the Home Depot, or it was a Walmart commercial or something, the dog peed on everybody's Christmas presents.
Yeah.
They had a, the Burger King thing, they had specific island type burgers, like with, it was called the Chimichurri King.
Did you just put like a pineapple on it or?
No, it was some kind of spices. It was actually pretty, it was like something we could get around here.
Yeah.
Same taste palette.
Yeah.
It was interesting because you, all they had over for restaurants was normal franchise crap.
Well, it's not like you go to a
mom and pop's.
It's America, so, yeah. You know, it's
America light.
It's, yeah, America light. It's sub-America.
Because I was like, man, I want to get some indigenous-type food. And everybody's like, oh,
we have
Denny's.
It's taxation without representation. That's what it is.
but a lot of the local places, even the franchise stuff, they'll bring in local type.
Well, I mean, it's an island. So.
Like when I went to Guam, you could go to McDonald's and for breakfast you could get spam and eggs.
I would imagine.
Islanders love spam.
Yeah, I was about to say, like, it's like Hawaii.
Yeah, because we went to the Kmart on Guam and they had, and this is no lie, whole aisle of nothing but spam. There's like 30 or 40 different types. I didn't know there's that many different types of spam.
I thought there was like four.
No. We brought back some from Puerto Rico. It's Boricua ham.
Oh.
Which is basically just the local term for Puerto Rican. It's probably the same thing with a different
name. Yeah, it's probably like, put a little spice in it. There you go, Puerto Rican. Oh.
Yeah, so anyway, I got cultured.
Yeah, you got cultured. Well, you went to America, so.
Well. There's that.
Yeah. Well, so we're back. We're actually going to be reviewing. Not really reviewing. We're just going to be talking about The Witcher. So, boop, 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 boop. Spoilers.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen it.
If you don't want it to be spoiled.
Yeah.
You came to the wrong video.
You came to the wrong video because it's literally in the title.
We're going to talk about Witcher.
We're going to talk. And it's been about a week since I've seen The Witcher.
I finished watching it on Puerto Rico at night because the time difference, I was kind of messed up a little. Even though it was only like 2 or 3 hours difference.
Yeah, I was like, wait, I was like,
I watched it there in the hotel.
My personal opinion about it is, it's a great visual storytelling, but man, the timeline will.
Did you play the games?
I did not. I did not play. I didn't play the games. I didn't. I was like one of those things where everybody's like, "Oh man, you should watch The Witcher."
I had no reference for it.
Me neither. So. The funny thing is, I own Witcher 3: Wild Hunt on PS4.
Still in shrink wrap.
I just never play. It's just I don't have the time. But now I'm thinking I'm gonna go play it. Now, I mean, here's the guy, Henry Cavill.
He's so dreamy.
God, he's such a. He's got so many angles on his face.
It's not like, just his face.
It's like
here and cut here and there. Like, and
the man goes hard,
man. He works out to the specific role. Like this one, he did a different workout than he did for Superman because he had to have different muscles swinging the sword.
Yep. Yeah, and so he got a little bit more beefcakey.
Oh, God.
He's so dreamy.
He's a mutant.
But, so it's... Man, it's a really... interesting show. I really the first like 4 episodes is gonna really kind of set a foundation, and the rest is gonna really mess with your timeline.
Well, I watched the first one like when it first came out, and I couldn't get into the first one. It was just kind of like, I don't understand.
But that the first 30 seconds where that big monster comes out of the
that was cool,
yeah,
but then it was a lot of talking, a lot of him going
That's the entire.
Half his dialogue.
Well, so because like
or the F word.
I watch a lot of things with closed captioning on it because sometimes I don't like you know I can't like understand what they're saying, and what I notice is him going, and the horses go neigh. That's what on the closed captioning horses neighs. I'm sitting there like, oh, Well, glad I knew that.
Yeah.
But no, it was, man, and Witcher's getting so much kind of, not press, but so much love on the internet right now.
A bunch of downloads. People are watching the crap out of some Witcher.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of binged it in two nights. Yeah.
That's about what I did.
Yeah, so I kind of did.
Not counting the first episode that I watched when it first came out.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going back and I'm kind of revisiting a couple of them. Like I said, it reminded me of Game of Thrones, esque, okay? This is more, you know what it actually reminds me of? Hansel and Gretel, that movie with, Hawkeye, what's his name?
Jeremy Renner.
That's kind of what it reminds me of, because they're kind of...
It's kind of a dark telling of... Well, the Witcher is they have a guild.
Yeah, Witcher's guild. And
they're basically made... They're not born that way, they're kind of...
Yeah,
made into Witchers, which are basically monster killers.
Yeah, it reminds me of like Jason Bourne stuff.
Yeah,
yeah. if you ever seen Jason Bourne, you know,
it's medieval Jason Bourne.
Medieval Jason. I'm telling you, medieval Jason Bourne. They pretty much wipe him out, and then they give him all these abilities. And I love to see. Because it was, they're not retelling it from the video game, they're retelling it kind of from the books.
Yeah.
And which is kind of a shame if you ever heard of the story about the author that Mm-mm. signs his rights away for the books for like $10,000.
Oh.
But he later sued.
Later he committed suicide?
Yeah. No, he later sued, so they gave
him, outside the opening of the movie?
I think they gave him some extra money. But yeah, can you believe that?
Threw him some pittance.
Yeah, it's like...
He gone.
But yeah, so I mean, all right, so The Witcher... So this is actually almost like, what do you say, four or three timelines? So yeah,
it's weird because the timeline jumps around.
That threw me off so much because I'm sitting here like, okay,
there's a 20 and 30 year gaps in some of these.
Well,
things.
Like the thing that really threw me off is the Hunchback, the
Yennefer.
Yennefer, the Hunchback. So technically, the Hunchback's story is first. So yes, the Hunchback's story is the pig farmer girl, and then it was Cece's, and then it was the Witchers.
Yeah.
And they all kind of coalesce.
Yeah, but instead of telling it linear, they went all...
which is, I kind of understand why they did that. It's the only reason...
They made Pulp Fiction on it.
Yeah, but in Pulp Fiction, you kind of knew that that was going in.
Yeah.
And Witcher, you didn't...
There's
no
little title saying 20 years later.
Yeah, 30 years later, nothing like that. They just kind of threw it in there, and it was kind of a surprise. So I think what they also said is in season two, they're not going to do that, because then they're going to kind of... They're going to... Because like at the end of Witcher... Like I said, you're watching this, you should already see, and you're kind of watching us review it. At the end of The Witcher, Cece and The Witcher finally...
They were destined.
They were destined together, and he is her... Oh, okay.
She
what
was
is
promise,
it?
It's
her promise or
right
surprise?
Of surprise.
Yeah.
Law of surprise.
Law of surprise, yeah. So like the Hunchback was the first story. That's Yennefer. And Yennefer pretty much. So I guess,
it's so
confusing. Okay, so. And like I said, I watched it once. So I'm trying to recap this from a week ago. Yennefer's story starts off with her father, which is not really her father, selling her to a witch's...
Well, she was getting beat first by the two townspeople.
Yeah, because I mean,
she
that's
just automatically teleported.
She teleports somewhere, so
didn't
that means
know how she did it.
So that means that all of a sudden the witches or the mages,
she's
a
magical
guild,
conduit. Yeah.
So now all of a sudden, and now they're
blip on the radar. They go, oh.
And so pretty much then the
headmaster witch.
Headmaster witch. I'm forgetting her name.
I can't remember her name.
So a hog is worth, what, eight?
He sold her for less than a hog.
And then she got sold for four.
But she was pretty, I mean, you find out later she's half elf.
Yeah.
And half
but
human,
the funny thing is
she's all deformed.
I got a little confused because they said my father's elf, mm-hmm. my mother's human. Right, so she's half elf, but the lady, the mistress says she's quarter elf. So I don't know if you caught that, but I caught
no,
that.
I didn't.
I'm sitting there like, I wonder if that's they either did that incorrectly or, but comment down below if you caught that also.
Maybe it's in the books or something.
It might be. Maybe she was just trying to lie. I don't know. But so pretty much, yeah, but it's all over the place. The Yennefer story is a very interesting story. You're talking about this hunchback with the messed up face and everything getting sold by, to
very Quasimodo-like.
Very Quasimodo-like. And she's trying to get taught witches. Witchy stuff, right?
Because magic is just controlling the chaos.
Yeah. And the thing is, like, so what they do is they raise these young women to be,
either sorcerers or witches.
Or witches to like, kings.
But if they're not good enough, they just get turned into a magic battery.
Slug. Have you never seen an eel before? I was like, she was a pig farmer.
I was going to say.
How would she know what an eel is? She knows what slugs are.
Yeah, come on, lady.
Yeah. So, I thought that was funny that it was the battery river. Because I was sitting there like, oh, you kind of
didn't tell him this. Like, eh.
Yeah. And just shove your ass in that river.
You don't want to fail her class.
Nuh-uh, yeah.
You could turn into electric eel.
it's like a Hogwarts, but for hot chicks, you know. It's
well, she wasn't hot at the time.
Yeah, no, but, you know, they all eventually turn into something.
Well, that's part of the, I guess, process if you get picked. Yeah. They give you your beauty.
Yeah, but they take out that iron uterus.
Any magic, there's a price to pay.
Yeah. And it's all balance.
Yeah, for hers, it was the right to
the ability
to bear children. Yeah, he just ripped her uterus out and used it as the potion.
Yeah, I was sitting there I was like, what is that? I was like, oh, shnikes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, again, a lot of nudity. I don't have a problem with nudity, but, you know, some people have.
Lots of boobies.
it's just one of those things where, But, man, it's... So Yennefer's story is a kind of a sad one, but man, she kind of says
she turns the tables on him.
Yeah, she becomes a very powerful witch
when they don't turn her into an eel. She gets her magic powers. They were the because they have a guild too, the Mages Guild.
Yeah,
they pair up different witches or mages with kings to kind of steer them the right direction.
Yeah.
I'm not necessarily the right one.
Yeah.
And they had her paired up with some dude. She didn't like him. She's like, nah, I'm going with him.
Yeah, I'm going with the guy who can make a difference.
Yeah, and they're like, okay, well then, Frangela, you go with this dude.
But the thing that's when it started getting a little confusing for me.
That's when the timeline started.
That's when the timeline started shifting, because I was sitting there like, okay, wait a minute. Because they were talking about the city that was already being raided, and that they haven't raided it before, and that's when I was sitting there like, okay, I think these are a little different timelines.
What threw me off is when the queen died, but then like 2 episodes later,
yeah, she came back. Like, I was sitting here like,
is this her evil sister?
When I saw that, I was sitting here like, so that's this pretty much. We'll go into Cece's story now. Cece is the young blonde girl. Mm-hmm. So her parents are her. So this is when that's the time that you saw the lady come, the queen come in from battle.
Yeah, and the queen actually went to the battlefield herself and just
It's like
she doesn't like elves.
Yeah, she doesn't like elves. So that's when, and I was sitting like, wait a minute. I'm confused. And I really wish they would have maybe not either said that. If it would have been a lot better if they said 300 years before or 20 years before.
I'd like to see somebody cut it and edit it.
In timeline, yeah. And I kind of understand where they were coming from, because you're trying to get a lot of backstory. And you're talking about, this is a story that's going to span 50, 60 years.
Yeah.
You know. So you're going to the Cece story now. You're talking about Cece's mother.
Was the princess
and the they call him Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah, they were trying to marry her off.
So
everybody's come to the queen's ball, basically vying for her hand. Dude breaks in through the guards, everything, gets in there, but he won't take his helmet off. He uses the old Mandalorian excuse. Can't take off. I'm a knight. I can't take it off.
This is the way.
They knock it off anyway, and it's Sonic.
Yeah, it's pretty much a hedgehog.
Yeah, he got a curse.
It's like half Sonic, half a who.
Yeah, that was a curse that was put on him.
Yeah.
But she loves him anyway.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden, Geralt of Rivia is there. He was actually
protecting the bard.
Protecting the bard.
The bard slips around.
Is a gigaloo, you know. And so he was kind of there, and he's all like, You have to understand the Witcher will pretty much take any money to kill monsters. He says there's usually money, there's usually monsters. Seldom there are both. So he's got to get paid. So he kind of did a favor for his non-friend, the bard, to go to this castle to kind of keep him up. And this is where this is happening.
Keep him from getting jumped.
Yeah, this keep him from getting jumped. You have to understand this is a timeline before his Witcher story timeline comes through. And we're trying to go in, like, timeline order. So, and a law of surprise.
Which is basically you save somebody's life and they promise you something.
So his unknown.
It's usually a kid.
It's usually a kid. And he calls in, then the hedgehog guy calls in his law of surprise because he protected the father before right. he died. So they gave him a law of surprise. So pretty much he was pretty much guaranteed
destined
for her. And
you don't want to screw with destiny in this world because no. it wreaks havoc.
And Cece's mother was a powerful witch too.
She had some powers.
And she pretty much
well, the queen was just going to stab him anyway.
Yeah, you know, the queen was
queen
like
did, she is
queen was like ruthless. Kill him.
Yeah,
and she kept on trying to kill him.
Yeah, she tried to stab him. That's when the daughter.
Yeah.
Used her powers and blew everybody to the edges of the...
And, of course, Geralt of Rivia was protected, you know, was kind of... because
he has some magic, too, being a witcher.
Yeah. And but he was protecting the hedgehog guy because the hedgehog guy... And then there was another guy protecting him. He says, look, the law of surprise is the law. And you have to respect the law and stuff like that. And if you don't respect the law, then you can't really be queen because you're not upholding to the law because you're not above the law. So they're kind of getting in a fight. And the hedgehog guy, you know, she has some crazy abilities. They're kind of in the air and stuff like that. And I'm sitting there like, damn, that's pretty cool. But
all dark Phoenix.
But I just don't understand why they try to, like, break him up, though. That was one of the things. I was like, wait a minute.
Maybe they couldn't breathe being smashed.
Yeah, maybe. So they go down and he's all like, thank you so much, Gerald. And he's like,
"What do you owe you the law of surprise?"
No. He's like, "Well, what do you want?" He's like, "Just give me the thing that you got, the law of surprise." And the mother's like, and the queen grandmother's like, "No," because all of a sudden, you know, she's like, she kind of throws up and she's like, "Are you pregnant?" And so it's like now, Gerald Rivia and Cece are now destined together.
Yeah, because when she threw up, he's like,
"Oh, yeah." He's like, shit, that's not good. And which is hilarious because there's actually cuss words in there, which are kind of funny. There's a lot of F-bombs and not a lot, but
from him mostly.
From him and the dwarves.
That's the other half of his vocabulary.
Yeah, F-word. Exactly. So pretty much, so you're kind of going into the future. Geralt of Rivia is now destined to Cece.
Right.
So now you have the Witcher story. And the Witcher story is pretty much you kind of... That's the first episode. He's fighting monsters. He's trying to get paid. So this is... And like I said, we're in a timeline right now that we're trying to make this an order timeline. But it is all out of whack. It's all over the place. And at the end, it kind of all comes together. It's like that movie Crash.
Yeah.
So the different stories all come together at once. But yeah, it was... so the Witcher story is pretty much... Yeah, him just trying to get paid.
Yeah,
they're always screwing him.
Yeah, well, he figured out what was going on. I guess he was outside the city.
Yeah,
and he saw the elves marching, or not the elves, whatever group that was.
Yeah, it was another
Niflgaard.
Yeah,
whatever they are.
Yeah,
marching on the city, and he's like, "Oh,
yeah,
I gotta go get Cece."
Yeah,
I was sworn to protect her, so he doesn't quite get there.
Yeah, and Cece like kind of leaves, and she's kind of going on her quest to find him.
Right.
But they're trying to find each other because he says that I've seen these people coming to take your castle, and I'm here to collect on my law of surprise. Well, what happens? They arrest his ass and put him in a cage.
Yeah.
And, of course, you know, he escapes, but he's pretty much only doing it to get her.
Right.
And they're... what was the guy who's kind of taking the guy with the bird on his hat and stuff like that?
I guess he's the main guy.
Main antagonist, because he's trying to kind of use her powers because they know that she is powerful. At least that's what his witch told him.
Frangela. The one who got pushed by Yennefer saying, nope, you're taking that dude.
And so it's a lot of, it's like politics in Game of Thrones and magical beings, and there's always some kind of, and you're trying to find this Witcher, and this Witcher's trying to just get paid to kill monsters.
But there's a lot of monster kill.
And there's a lot of monsters, and there's, and it's one of those things. I'm not trying to recap the entire thing. I'm just trying to say it's kind of all over the place. I wish they would have done it like, but the cool thing is I'm gonna watch it again, knowing the timeline. Yeah, so that, I think that'll help. I think this is one of the things you should. I really do wish that they would edit it in order.
Somebody probably is doing that. Somebody's online.
Probably and they're probably like here, or this is where you start and stop.
Because I've seen the timeline that people put online.
Yeah.
Just written, but I'd love to see it.
Yeah.
In order.
But yeah, so Witcher story is pretty much. I think the best part of the Witcher story is the bard. He's like one of those annoying friends you can't get rid of.
Kind of embellishing the stories.
Yeah, he's like,
oh. He'll sing the song about something they did, and he'll just look at him and say, that's not how it happened.
It's not how it happened. It's like, it's how it happened in my stories.
Toss a coin to your witcher. Oh, Valley of Plenty.
I can tell you something. I've met, like, YouTube is nothing but covers of that, and there's a great one. There's a big rock one. Link in the description below. Make him do some editing. yeah, there's some great... songs, and it's just, it's kind of funny because he's pretty much like he was kind of really young when they first met, and then, you know, like what, a couple of years later they meet again, and this is where he finds like a genie or something like that.
Oh yeah, the djinn,
yeah, and then the djinn, and
the djinns are evil.
Yeah. And, but you get three wishes.
Did he ever reveal what the third wish was?
Nope, he never did. But he kind of let it go. It was pretty much to protect her. So, that or the djinn, or he freed the djinn. He did the whole Aladdin thing. The third wish is he freed it, because he says that...
he saw it go to the
sky. Yeah, so wouldn't you be pissed off if you were captured or controlled all the time? So...
It kind of reminded me of watching somebody play D&D, like a D&D.
Yeah, exactly. Somebody rolled a 20, like, yeah!
Yeah, 20!
Yeah, somebody rolled a 1, it's like, oh, you are screwed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So...
Especially the dudes who tried to get the dragon.
Yeah, that's a whole other thing. So this is pretty much where they coalesce, Jennifer and... Because Jennifer and the Witcher have a thing, you know?
Oh, they like each other.
They like each other. And that elf prince is pissed off.
Yeah.
It's like finding this girl you have a big crush on, and then you see her...
And then she dates the high school quarterback.
Exactly. Like, no! What the hell, you know? It's,
But I'm the president of the AV club.
Exactly, yeah. Look at me and my video camera.
So, yeah, since she can't have kids now, you always want what you can't have.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
So she's trying to find
a way. I was like, you gave up that right when you wanted all that power.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, but...
Wait, so...
Hath no fury, right?
So there are dragons in this series.
Even golden dragons.
Yeah, like kind of...
Very rare gold dragon.
Apparently they can transmorph into people.
The higher dragons can.
Yeah, so, like I said, it is like a pretty much like a D&D campaign. But the thing is, it's just the timelines would be all messed up.
Is there a Witcher character? Or
I would imagine.
I bet there will be soon.
I mean, he's probably like a
fighting mage.
Or a paladin or something like that. I don't know, one of those two. But yeah, I mean, look, it was a good... I think I need to watch it twice. So I know what's kind of going on to kind of more appreciate it, because half the time I was a little confused on it.
Yeah, I didn't understand it until I went back online later, and I was like, what's going on with this timeline? Then, you
know. Yeah, I literally, like, I think it was episode 3. I literally Googled Witcher timeline, and then I just kind of read it. It's like, it does jump around a little bit. It's like, okay, now that I'm less confused, I can
enjoy it. You're talking like 20 years at a time is jumping around.
Yeah, and you know, it's like... This is the first time I've actually seen a baby die, which is kind of weird. Yeah, and just get covered up.
Yeah, it wasn't gruesome, but
no, it wasn't. Die. Yeah, it was because she was pretty much trying to protect that baby. Like,
she was throwing kind of portals like a mad woman. Just
and she reminded, like the video game portal. Just all right, let's go. Yeah, so she's a portal person. So that's kind of her thing.
That little pet that dude had.
Yeah, like the
praying mantis
snake thingy,
snake
lizard.
Yeah, it was just evil.
Yeah, I was sitting here like, that's so cool, I want one.
Yeah. I feel like Hagrid.
Yeah, exactly. Just keep a bunch of stuff. But man, yeah, the I think yeah, she's trying to, Yennefer's trying to get her ability to
have kids,
and the only way you could do that, I think, is a dragon heart. So I don't know where you're putting that dragon heart, but you know, those things are
probably gonna, like they did with her uterus, crush it up and make a potion to drink.
I thought she was just gonna like shove it up in there and then just
maybe
magic, yeah, baby.
It turns into a uterus for.
That's why she kept that knight around.
That's I think a lot of women like Witcher too that I've been seeing, because I think almost every woman in the show is pretty freaking powerful in one way or another.
Well, I mean, there's more women main characters than there are guys.
Well, there are quite,
Yeah, so, and they're all kind of...
You got the elf-killing queen.
Yep.
CC.
And then you have that whole Amazonian women in the forest thing.
The dryads.
Yeah, so that's a whole other... That's a CC run.
And a lot of the witches, you know, are all female that are... Yep. Pretty powerful in there.
And the funny thing is they even mentioned that whole thing as like, oh, because she's a woman kind of thing at the mages guild kind of thing. So yeah, it's pretty out there. Like it's one of those things you really should I mean, of course you're watching it, but you should really watch it again, because I think that's the only way that you can actually appreciate it on the timelines.
Yeah, I think it'll take multiple watchings.
Yeah, I mean, because you're not gonna
somebody to edit it for me.
Yeah, but the thing is, it's not just that. It's a good story, and I like that at the end a little bit. Excuse me. You kind of get the backstory of Witcher a little bit.
Yeah.
That his mother was a witch.
Yeah, and she turned him over.
And she turned him over to the Witcher's Guild or something like that.
And only, what do you say, only three out of his...
10.
However many.
Out of 10 make it through the trials.
Wow. Yeah. So that's not good odds.
No, it's not good odds. But hey, you know, if you're the 3 out of 10... You can have no emotions and be pissed off at the rest of your life.
You're stuck to a life of going around and risking your life to kill evil monsters.
And he always says, "I'm ready for death." You know,
Well, not all the monsters were evil, I guess.
Yeah, and well, like if the monsters are sentient, he won't kill them.
Well, like the knight when they were going out the dragon who killed that hungry.
Oh yeah,
just helpless.
Yeah, he's all like, if you would have fed him, he would have left.
Yeah, I was like, somebody kill that, and they did.
They did, yeah.
Somebody kill that knight. He's a
right when he's taking a poop too. That's a horrible way to go.
Well, not just that, he had the squirts.
Oh yeah,
from eating the stuff they told him not to eat.
Well, he ate the monster, and he's like, I wouldn't do that. Yeah. Oh, I will eat my butt. And he's like the Prince Charming, the lamest like one liners that you can think of, for God and country, you know, and it's. Yeah. It's just so great, and then they kill him. I was like, okay, yeah, I like
it's
that.
Like you stabbed the puppy.
Yeah, it's like he was literally starving. But yeah, it's one of those things where I believe second time around be a lot better. First time around, and don't get me wrong, I like the cinematography. It looked great. The time it's not like a period piece, but it's a fantasy piece, and I like because you know I was really into Game of Thrones, as you can see, I wear my Game of Thrones hat all the time. But yeah, I mean, Witcher stuff, the White Wolf, it's a good story. And Henry Cavill's really good in it, you know? I mean,
he's
I like
that factor that you just like him.
Yeah, you'd like him. But then I think it's one of those things, he's a little too good looking, you know? It's like, I wish he was, because the Witcher guy, he's a little rough, you know, around the edges.
Yeah, and, he's been beat up a little bit.
I mean, yeah, you can see a couple scars when he takes off his shirt because, you know, he's banging hookers.
Yeah, but they.
That's right, he does it. And he actually. That's in a video game too that you can actually play him banging a hooker. It's like
it's Witcher.
Yeah, I swear because I read that I'm like, really?
All
right.
Yeah, but Henry Cavill, his face was all perfect. He had a little 5 o'clock shadow. I was like,
pretty boy. I know. Is that you being roughed up?
Yeah. Oh,
that's you on your worst day, huh? Ugh.
Oh, poor girl. Yeah. All the women throwing themselves at you. Oh.
I wish you, if you can find, there's a GIF online where they're doing a reporter, the reporters are asking them a question, and Cece's looking at Henry Cavill, and then she, like, goes away because she's blushing because he's, like, so good looking.
She caught herself staring at him.
She caught himself staring at him. It's so great.
I think I've seen that one.
Yeah, it's one of those things, and it's like, hey, she's 17 in real life.
Yeah.
And he's 36, so, yeah.
So that's doable.
Thank you. So yeah, I liked it a lot. What did you think about it?
After the first, if you can trudge through the first episode yeah. and the lack of really good dialogue in the first one,
yeah.
it gets better as it goes, and I think if I watch it again, I'm going to like it even more.
Yeah, it gets better with the more episodes you watch. I think the first episode, they're really trying to nail down on kind of what is going on with the Witcher, because this is just a random town, and he's going to the random mage. So, I'm gonna say 7 out of 10. It's a good start. I'll be a good watcher for season 2.
Yeah, I give it about the same, but I think if I watch it again, that might actually go up to an 8.
Yeah, like I said,
understanding the
timeline will be a big difference, and then that's I think something you need to really watch again, especially knowing the timeline, because I mean, if you're just watching us review it and you haven't seen it yet,
that makes no sense.
It makes no sense at all. We're all over the place. But if you're
worse than their timeline,
yeah, exactly. But if you're listening to us, you know exactly kind of where we're going from, because it's, like I said, it's all over the
yeah.
place. But yeah, that that's I liked it. I liked the cinematography. I liked the CG effects were really good. The special effects were
the
really,
monsters look good.
The monsters look good.
And Henry Cavill looked good.
Yeah, well,
I blush when I look at
yeah. him. And it's one of those things where it didn't look overproduced,
right?
Like the big war with mages or the witches at the end kind of thing was really cool.
Yeah.
You know, they use their witchy powers, and these witches can be killed with a sword. So it's not
they're still human.
They're still, I don't know how much human.
Conduits of magic.
Conduits with chaos. Release your chaos. And she damn near did. She blew up the entire freaking forest doing that.
So yeah, season 2 is already approved, 2021.
Yep. Yeah, it's so long away.
They're probably starting filming here soon if they haven't already.
So, I would imagine, but then again, Henry Cavill is an A-list star, so I don't know how.
Well, he begged for this role. He lobbied for this role because he loves the game and he's read the books and he's been wanting to be
Witcher.
Geralt, yeah.
So I think the biggest complaint I think I have about it was the contacts looked a little... It looked too fake and
like pitch black.
Yeah, not just that. Like his regular like orange contacts is where it just didn't look. I. But then again, I know what he looks like. But and then the wig. It's just like the wig kind of bugged me, because it's like, oh, you're in a bathtub and it's like completely dry. It's like that. I understand. It's magic. You know, it's his magic hair.
It's a magic hair spell.
But you also see another Witcher too, and he's not a white Witcher. He has brown hair. But the monster hunting sequences are cool. I like that they finally actually show potions, that he takes potions
for different things,
which is really cool, because that's like video game 101.
It's straight out of D&D.
D&D 101. That's potions are everything.
Have a potion elixir of healing.
Exactly, and you don't and well like. With other ones, you don't really see that at all. So,
no, they just do a couple little hand motions, and
yeah, I was like, magic. This, and he's all.
Yeah, and it also shows when the witches use the power that some, like they were basically, they had like slaves that they would sap all their life energy to do their magic.
Oh yeah, uh-huh.
And they just crumble down to dust.
Or I like you have to levitate something, flower dies.
Yep.
And then sometimes they says, well, flowers are just there to
die. Some flowers
just die.
The only way they can help you is to die.
Yeah. And then, you know, it was one of those things where, like, she's levitating that thing and her arm just goes, like, black. I was like, yay!
And no more. The teacher set her.
Yeah. I was sitting there like, wait, you couldn't.
Left
you
hand.
Couldn't.
Yeah, what's wrong with my
You
hand?
Couldn't hook a brother up? Damn.
Forgot to tell you.
Yeah, forgot to tell you. Maybe, you know what? I'm going to try not to be teacher's pet next time. I'm not going to try it really hard.
But then you end up as an eel.
Yeah. Oh, what is this? Okay. Yeah, so I think that's it for my... You really need to really go watch it. I'll watch it a second time kind of to understand it. But what do you guys think? Comment down below. Does any of the things that we talked about make sense to you?
How far off base are we? Because we don't play the games, and we haven't read the books.
Yeah, there are some differences, but what do you think? What are the differences? Please let us know. We're, you know, I actually have it, but I haven't read the books, and I think that's where they're going off, is off the books.
And if you know some place where they've edited it linear, let us know.
Yeah, so but link it. Link a YouTube video below. Yeah, that'll get taken down in a heartbeat. Link a Dropbox link below.
Something.
Yeah, something to that. Well, while you're down there, go ahead and hit that like button, that subscribe button, and also hit that bell notification. Time, so you will know any new videos that we release. We usually try to release one a week, special reviews, or Danny with his how to play games, or multiple different ones. But that's it for us. Thank you so much for watching and clicking on the video. My name is Patrick with Talk Nerdy to Me.
I am Troy, also Talk Nerdy to Me.
And we will see you nerds next week.
Later, nerds.
Yeah. Toss a coin to you, witcher.
Do I look like him?
Like Henry Cavill? You look like the monster he killed. Get nerdy with me. Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Eve? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an RPG.